I think I was in college when I first learned about the Booker Prize, and I've been a big fan ever since. So many great titles have been honored over the years, and I've yet to be disappointed. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews this year's winners. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. The Booker Prize announcement was surprising this year, not just because there were two winners or because a black woman was honored for the first time, but because both books are fun and easy to read. Think of recent Booker winners like Milkman or Lincoln in the Bardo, both challenging literary novels. Neither Margaret Atwood's The Testaments or Bernardine Evaristo's Girl, Woman, Other is like that at all. The first is a speculative fiction thriller, and the second is high-end chick lit. I say that with all due respect. I like chick lit. But wait, how can a book that is written in a combination of poetry and prose fit into a popular fiction category? Though Evaristo uses non-standard punctuation and capitalization and varies line lengths, her language is breezy, straightforward, and completely understandable on one reading. It's sort of like Entozaki Shange's For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, which Evaristo has cited as an inspiration. All 12 characters in Girl, Woman, Other are black. Many are gay. One is genderqueer. The frame story that brings them together is a theatrical premiere. The central character, Amma, is a feminist playwright whose work has never received mainstream recognition, but now her show is opening at the National Theater. After her, we meet her daughter, then childhood friend, then the circle expands. By the time it's over, the story has touched on parenthood, sexuality, racism and colorism, immigration, domestic violence, infidelity, friendship, love, all the ways we misunderstand each other, the way life surprises us with its unfolding. In a scene at a reading group on the island of Barbados, the author has one character express the opinion that poetry is made deliberately difficult as a way to keep everyone in the dark. Another contends that novels are better than poetry books because they have more words in them. Poetry books are a ripoff. A third says it's up to the specialists to decide what's good. Well, Bernardine Evaristo is here to turn on the lights, give you your money's worth, and let you decide for yourself. And what about Margaret Atwood, who has turned 80 this month? With her 1985 feminist classic, The Handmaid's Tale, having an amazing second life as a cultural mega icon thanks to the Hulu series with Elizabeth Moss, the author picked the perfect moment to publish a sequel. Set 17 years after The Handmaid Offred climbed into the back of a van, possibly pregnant, unsure whether she was heading into captivity or freedom, The Testaments tells us what happened after that, deftly incorporating elements added in the TV series, unfolding both within and outside the fictional dystopia of Gilead. Should I reread The Handmaid's Tale, I wondered before starting it, then recalled that while I loved the TV show, I found the novel grim and oppressive, its feminist message delivered with a heavy hand. Just a few pages into The Testaments, I saw that Atwood had changed her approach. It's a thrilling page-turner, filled with clever world-building and razor wit.
The books are Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo and The Testaments by Margaret Atwood. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.